Blog Talk Radio.
Are we on the air?
Yes, you are. Here we go.
And if you're tired of hearing it, oh well, because that is my quote of the year. I'll think of a new quote for 2009. But right now, we're going to keep it funky. And PB, I'd like to introduce at this time my co-host for the evening. What up, what up, what up?
Hi, everybody.
How's PB in the house? And so tonight we are going to have Brown Sugar Live. We're going to talk about a little bit of everything. For those of you who want to voice your opinion, by all means, you certainly can call in at 646-716-8697 and let us know what's on your mind. So, PB, first of all, how was your day today?
It's just a busy, busy, busy weather. The economy is bad. People got to stay busy. People actually got to stay on their grind.
Okay.
My day's just busy.
No?
Busy. I've just been running, running back and forth, back and forth. But I'm actually sitting down in a peaceful place on Brown Sugar Radio. So, you know, if you just need that peace, that calmness, serenity, tune in to Brown Sugar Radio.
Every Tuesday, Thursday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard
Time. We got you.
Okay, this is the Stress Buster Session. Let it loose on Brown Sugar Radio.
There you go.
That might be my new saying for 09. Let it loose. Now, for a stop, my car is coming. I'm actually on location. While my loyal listeners, PB is going to be my eyes on the switchboard tonight. I am out and about and working diligently on location as we speak tonight, and I'm just busy as a bee. Got a whole lot going on. My daughter's working hard. Y'all know Kiki. Y'all heard Kiki several times on the show as a guest. She's working hard at cheerleading, and she's in competitive cheer, and they're working hard getting ready for their first competition in December. So, if you have any questions, y'all going to have to direct them all to PB or call in, because I can't see y'all, okay? But that's the beauty of radio, all right? It's all about tuning in, and you can pretty much call in anywhere. That's why I love Blog Talk Radio. You could be in China and call in from a calling card.
Yeah.
But, so much to talk about. PB, let us know what's on your mind today. You're going to kick it off.
Okay. Well, basically, I want to start here, basically, you know, since show starting off, everybody knows this is a big election coming up. So why not start with Obama? Basically, you know, we kind of got Sarah Palin, John McCain, they're on their little campaign trail. And nothing wrong with that. Everything's fine with that. But this is the only thing I don't understand and I don't like about that. And this is where politics become dirty.
Yeah.
When you start fighting this image with who is Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Okay. Barack Obama has been in the Senate 2 years prior to even running for the election.
Right.
Okay. And so if you've been reading your newspaper, you know, if you've been watching TV, I don't know what John McCain and Sarah Palin been these last couple of months or so, but I don't understand why we don't know who Barack Obama is. We know the good side. We know the bad side. We know about Reverend right? I mean, we know all this. I mean, I don't understand why they're trying to come back out and scare the voters away from Barack Obama. And, you know, I was just looking at that the other day when John McCain was at one of his campaigns. He was campaigning. I think it was in Pennsylvania, if I'm not mistaken. I might be wrong.
Right.
But he was campaigning, and this elderly lady got up, and she was like, she don't trust Barack Obama. She don't trust him. She can't trust him. He's an Arab.
Ooh,
and I was like, what?
That's terrible.
I just look like what did John McCain, he get the mic from him. No, ma'am, no, ma'am, no, ma'am. No, ma'am, he's not. You have no reason to be afraid of Barack. And you know what my whole thing is? They the one who got people going with this. Now they want to go on the record. He want to go back on the record and make it look like he being the defensive one and he taking up for Barack Obama. He the one who done raised these questions in the people's mind anyway.
Right,
him
right.
Him and Sarah Palin.
Well, you know, this is what irritates me. When people say, oh, well, Barack ain't black enough, you know, his mama white, his daddy was black, he ain't 100% black, he ain't no real black man. But you know what? He suffered the prejudice of a black man, okay? And to me, you got a drop of black in you, you black. Because I'm going to tell you, 30, 40 years ago, if you look back, anybody that had a black mama or black daddy, they still looked at you as you were black, okay? Look at Halle Berry, Mariah Carey. They had one black parent, one white parent, but they still identify themselves as African-Americans because of the fact they've dealt with the racism of an African-American, you know, being teased in school. And my children, actually, I had them studying about Barack Obama, and I'm actually going to bring Turtle on in a minute. He's going to tell you what he learned about Barack Obama, and this is going to be really exciting because he enjoys being on the radio show, and I told him he needed to go to school for broadcasting. He'd like it that much, but the thing is, you know, I try to educate them as much as possible because when they turn 18, they need to understand how important it is to have the privilege to vote. And we were studying about Barack Obama, and he was stating how he suffered a lot of persecution when he was younger because of the fact that he was mixed and kids teased him and he was hated on and he cried and it was just a really sad situation because of the fact that he had, you know, experienced racism, you know, and people picking on him, and even now he's still going through it, and so it's just really sad, you know, it's a sad situation, and so Turtle, are you there? I guess PB, if you see him there on the switchboard, we're going to let him talk about it, and then Peanut, I'm going to have him talk about what he learned about Barack Obama, but I think it's important that we educate our children on the importance of the candidates, you know, as far as their upbringing, what they went through, and what they stand for now. You know, so TV, let me know when you have Turtle live.
Oh, he's live.
Okay, all right. Okay, go ahead, Turtle. You on the air. I want you to tell the listeners, what did you learn about Barack Obama?
All right. I learned about Barack Obama that he worked hard to make this goal so far because not many people tried to get to his level. So I think that he's trying to make a right for all black Native Americans to have a good right of what they want and have it fair enough for other people to get the chance to do what they want to do.
Okay. And so, because he got a book for his birthday, I bought him, and it's called One. Is it One Child, One Hope? Is that what it is, Turtle? The title
yes.
of it? Okay. And for African Americans, you know, it's a good story, no matter what race, but primarily because he did experience a lot of prejudices and hardships because he was half black. The book also talked about how he grew up during the time of him, the segregation where they had the separate bathrooms for blacks and whites, and it was hard for him to identify and to fit in because he was both. So, but by all means, the most important thing is that what I found is that he's a very, very intelligent man, and I'm not voting for Barack just because he's black. I'm voting because he's the best choice, and he happens to be black. And so that's something that we really want to stress. But he graduated from Harvard Law School. I don't know if a lot of our listeners knew that. PB, did you know that?
I do, in fact.
Yeah, he graduated from Harvard, very intelligent man. And, you know, he's also, too, what we found out is that he has family. I think he was born in Kansas. Was he, Turtle, was he born in Kansas?
No, he's in Hawaii. I think he was in Hawaii first.
He was born in Hawaii, okay. And do you remember his
birthday?
And
he went to Kansas into, like, another state, somewhere near there. I'm not really sure, though.
Right. Okay. And one reason my son Turtle can relate, Barack Obama's parents, I apologize, listeners, I got my two-year-old hollering. My son can relate. His parents were divorced just like his father and I are divorced. That was something else that he talked about. I was hoping he would kind of get into that. But he was, you know, as he was reading the book, he's like, wow, you know, his parents were divorced too, and he had to fly back and forth to visit his dad and so forth. Okay, Peanut, go ahead and get on the phone, sweetie. Get on the line and you tell our listeners what you learned about Barack Obama.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
What I learned about Barack Obama was when he was little, they couldn't say Barack Obama because they had to call him Barry because they couldn't say Barack. And his mama died of cancer. And his dad died too. And he got two daughters. One named Malaya and
I think it's Molin and Sasha. But go ahead, sweetie, you're doing good.
And Anne. And his birthday was August 4th.
All right, good job. Okay, so you know, there you go. They learning, and it's a good thing, yes. Because the reception, you have to mute out your line because it's picking up on both ends. Keep it muted. Okay, all right, so they're all set. But, you know, I think it's a good thing. Certainly y'all can continue to listen. I'm talking to them because they're actually right next to me. I'm sorry for the echo, listeners. That's because they're right next to me, and the phones are picking up dual reception here. So, all right, keep your end muted. PB, do you know the names of his daughters? Is it Molin and Sasha?
I actually have no idea, but
okay.
I don't have no idea, you know.
Yeah, that's okay though. Yeah, no, I know we talk about him quite a bit. Many of you know his wife, Michelle Obama. Okay, very beautiful black lady, and I think she's going to be a wonderful first lady. And I'm really excited and praying that they make the change that we need. Okay, so. All right, any more thoughts, PB, that you have on Barack?
No more thoughts. Only thought I have is, you know, just listen to the next debate. It's the last debate is tomorrow. So y'all just tune in to the debate. No Brown Sugar Radio tomorrow, so y'all can't say y'all can't listen because y'all are listening to No Brown Sugar Radio, so y'all tune in to the debate. Y'all listen to the debate. Listen to the issues that each talk about and which one you feel would represent you best. You know, which one is for you. Don't worry about that color and who is who and all that because, I mean, really once you think about it, all politicians are crooked in some kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it just depends on which one is more crooked
mm-hmm.
than
the other. Than the other one, exactly. That's it. So Barack.
Exactly. And so another issue we could talk about real quick is the bailout plan, sugar, because I know you want to speak on this about the $700 billion bailout plan that doesn't seem to be working.
Crazy, isn't it? I don't know. First of all, I want to say that I understand what the government's trying to do, and it's very well appreciated because I do know that a lot of banks have tanked over the last few weeks and had some severe financial crises. And you know, if they don't bail them out, the economy will take a plunge, especially with what happened with a lot of the stock market, you know, with a lot of the investments that were in the stock market. And I do want to say that I think that we really have to make sure that they are doing this and it doesn't backfire. And what I mean by that, a lot of people are concerned that, okay, yes, you're saving the banks, you're going to save, you know, the homeowners and their mortgages, but in the end, they say the bad guy, but I don't know what other word to use, for the loan officer still prevails. And they're the ones who got them in this mess, making all the bad deals and so forth. So I don't know. Is it fixing the problem? Maybe. Is it a temporary fix? Maybe. The only way to prevent something like this ever happening again is by making wiser choices and making sure that you, as a consumer, before you purchase a home again, read between the fine lines, make sure you understand what you're getting into, and really educate yourself on what it takes to be a homeowner. And you know, don't get caught into these bad deals anymore because it's too costly, as we see. But not all foreclosures were due to a bad loan deal. Some of them were due to job losses, you know, companies shutting down. I mean, General Motors, whoever would have thought General Motors, GM would be having financial problems.
I think I was hearing on the news that the Chrysler company in Michigan is supposed to close down in around Christmas time.
Wow. Is that crazy or what?
It wasn't supposed to close until 2010, but since the whole economy and the Wall Street thing went down, it's closing early.
And today I heard about Pepsi. They're closing over 30 plants nationwide and laying off over 300 employees. So, I mean, this is serious. I'm like, ain't nobody drinking no more Pepsi? What's up? You know what I'm saying? That's my drink right there.
Okay, I want to take... Let me take a little second real quick and shout out the listeners that's in the chat room. We got Hellraiser Entertainment. We got Guest 2720. We got D110. Now, 2720, whoever you are welcome to sign up for a free account. It's free to Blog Talk Radio. You can sign up. You can join us in the chat room, or you can just continue to be a guest listening. If you want to call, anybody want to call in, get input on what we're talking about, discussing, you are welcome to give us a call at 646-716-8697. Now, Ben, go ahead.
Oh, well, you know, just, you know, making sure that we as Americans, you know, exercise the right we have to, you know, the freedom we have in America, but use it wisely. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. And, you know, since we're talking about the bailout, I got to say something about this because I was watching the Bill Maher show on, it comes on HBO the other day, and I forgot who this man was. I wanted to write his name down, but I didn't get it. But, you know, he had three people on his panel, and the man, he was a Republican supporter.
Mm-hmm.
He was supporting John McCain. It was just crazy that he was saying that he don't think that the rich people or that the people that make over $250,000 a year should have to pay higher taxes.
I don't see why not.
He was saying that everybody should pay the same equal amount of taxes. And I was saying, how is that so if everybody's not making the same amount of money?
You feel me? Whatever. No, they need to pay more.
Because, like, it was Congresswoman Maxine Waters was on the show as well, and she was saying that only in America would you be able to get to a point in your life where you can make $250,000. You can't make it in no other country.
You know what I'm saying?
And she was like, that's your American, as an American, that's your duty to pay your taxes. And I just thought that was just one of the craziest things because, like I'm saying, nobody just, now, let me not say that way. I was going to say nobody's born into wealth, but that's not true. Some people are.
Right.
But I'm going to say it this way, you know.
Not the majority of us aren't.
Yeah, aren't born into wealth. So, you know, most of us know that where we came from. Now, it's some of us, now, it's a lot of us, let me tell you, it's a lot of us that get to where we're going and we forget where we came from, but then it's some of us that haven't forgotten. And you know what, I can appreciate the celebrities that are millionaires that don't forget. You know, it's a lot of celebrities out here that could be Republicans, but they're still Democrats because, you know, they're people. They haven't forgot where they're coming from. They people are still struggling. So, you know,
we can't
move ahead if one's still struggling. One is too many.
Right, that's it.
We can't leave one behind. We need to take everybody with us. If I'm ahead, you need to be ahead with me.
Uh-huh. That's right. Speaking of celebrities and Democrats, Justin Timberlake is out here doing a benefit for the Democratic Party. And it's Justin Timberlake and friends. And the concert was for a charitable foundation. I think it was for sick children. But then he also did a separate event promoting Barack Obama, which I thought was beautiful for him to do. He has a lot of celebrities. I know in his corner, Jay-Z did a tribute for him at the Mary J. and Jay-Z concert out here in Vegas for Obama. And you know he's got Oprah, heavyweight Oprah, in his corner. So I'm truly excited about that. But just, you know, just good people. I think, which one was it? Was it Bill Gates? One of those trillionaires is, I don't know if it's Bill Gates, or was it Donald Trump? One of those. I'm going to have to research it some more, listeners, because I don't like giving out wrong information. So don't quote me on that.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I was just going to tell you, you ain't going to believe who in the chat tonight, sugar.
Uh-oh. Who up
your
in there?
Your boy.
My boy. Let me see. I got so many boys. Which one? I'm playing.
Get it right now. You know who it is. What's the one that get on this line talk reckless?
Ah, dog. J5 in the building. What up?
J5 is in the building. Okay,
what's
now y'all that's on the chat board, I'm trying to let y'all know. I'm on the host board. I'm on the chat. I'm logged in through the host board for Sugar because Sugar's on location.
But I'm be trying to kiss him and stuff all in the chat room because that's TV. I'm on location.
Right. If y'all want to get that sugar, y'all have to call in and holler at Sugar.
Okay. I'll be trying to holler on the fly on the chat board because I can't see it.
Don't play because I will send y'all one of them little kisses back and then y'all talk to Sugar. You'll be like, you sent me a kiss, Sugar. Sugar be like, that wasn't me.
I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. Well,
I'm trying to hook Sugar up.
Oh, yeah. He wants to do a lot of extra shows for me. And I say, I'm fine by myself, single and loving it. I'm enjoying singlehood. And he think I need a mate, so I might take him up on that show just to see what would happen. I think it'll be fun, see who I would try out for the show. He called it I Love Brown Sugar.
Might as well.
Oh, goodness. Well, listeners, I believe we're at our halfway point now. And what I'd like to do is take a quick commercial break at PB. It's going to hook it up since I don't have the switchboard here. So, y'all definitely keep it locked on the Live and Show Blog Talk Radio. And we'll be right back after
you
these messages.
Because I'm telling y'all, J5 coming up after the break.
Brown Sugar Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio.
That's where it's happening. The most impressive show
on Internet Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio. You don't want to miss a segment of excitement.
We have the hottest celebrities, interviews, and gossip. Breathtaking topics, the latest fashion,
health and beauty tips.
Underground hip-hop and R&B.
And artists to make you groove, and the best fans to chat with.
Come and chill with your girl Brown Sugar every Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I'm gonna take my time, so I can get a sensual seduction.
I'ma do me. PB Creations, graphic and web design, bring a vision to life for very low prices. We design websites, banners, flyers, MySpace layouts, and even mixtape cover. Check us out today at www.pbcreations, that's creations with a Z.com.
What's up, everybody?
everybody. This is that girl, Siobhan, a.k.a. Siobhanny, and you're listening to Brown Sugar Radio. And you got to tune in because they're definitely funny. They're hot. They're doing their thing. I mean, y'all got to give it to them. So that's all about Brown Sugar Radio, baby. Bye.
Yo, 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 this is Yin Yang Twins, and you know we're putting it down with Brown Sugar on Brown Sugar Radio, like, drop that motherfucker.
Oh. All right. Okay, though. Okay, though. We got some callers on the line real quick. Now, J5, I know you're on the line. Now, don't be mad, but we got True Sister in Louisiana. We're going to take True Sister in Louisiana first because I know when J5 come on here, J5 ain't going to want to leave. So we
hang out all on the phone. And stuff. You need to come on and say hey. How you doing?
Okay, I take it we don't have True Sister. So we're going to go to J5. Oh, through the J5.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, y'all got to chill, man.
What's up,
old people? What's cracking like it? What's going on? Where y'all show been at? I haven't seen y'all show in a while. Where y'all show been at?
We took a little break. We took a little breeze. I was in my A. And I had to just take a breather, you know, because it was too much. It was a lot. It's hard.
Well,
and you know, you're a host on Blog Talk. It's a lot to the show.
Yeah, well, see, I don't do my shows every week. I do it whenever I'm bored.
Look at you. See, I can't do that because then I got listeners. I got loyal listeners that tune in every Tuesday and Thursday or listen to the article at work during the day. They'd be like, where Sugar at? Where PB at? People were emailing me, what's going on? Where you at? What happened to you? But you didn't quit, did you?
I told you that you came to the NYC, I could hook you up, you know, but...
Look at this.
No, you don't want to come to NYC.
You got to hook us up with a star tag. You got them connections.
A star page? I ain't got no star page. A hoop?
A star team, the singer.
Oh, well, I don't know any singers.
Golly, you know.
I don't know any singers. If I knew some singers, I'd be doing some writing right now, but I don't know anybody in the business right now. You know, I'm just trying to go to this concert next month because, you know, here in New York City, they're having that Rip the Rhyme concert, at the Meadowlands, where the old school meets new school. You know, we got Busta Rhymes, Teddy Riley, 50 Cent, Eric B. and Rakim, Houdini, KRS-One. It's gonna be like a 4-hour concert. It's gonna be like a 4-hour concert. But I'm afraid to go because you know how it is. Maybe some gunshots. You know, 50 Cent gonna be there, so you know. He's going to some gunshots with his ass being there. But in any case, no, I told you, no, if you come to New York City, you know, I got you.
All right.
So, J5, I know you got some celebrity gossip or something for us. I know you got something. I know you got a crazy story or something.
Well,
you
got to
give us something. I think you got something crazy.
Well, I mean, only the real big gossip is, which is probably old school, you know, the matter of prenup that Beyonce made Jay-Z sign. I don't know if that's old school or new school. She made him sign a prenup to where if he doesn't.
Don't he got more money than her? No, she got more than him.
I thought he had more money than her because he sold his share Rockefeller. He got $350 million from Rockefeller. And when he sold Rockaway for $500 million, that's $800 million plus right there. Plus he made money from being president. But
right, his clothing line, the record company.
Yeah, but what is? I think he may have more money than her, but I think she has more publicity, more fame in the industry than he do right now. Because see, one thing about Beyonce, she's always out there to the point to where she's overkill basically. And like now she got two new videos that's out. She got three songs on the radio. So she's overkill. But she made him sign a prenup to where if he cheats on her, he has to give her 30% of what he has. And 30% is a lot, if you think about it.
He has to give her 30% of what he has.
And if he gets another woman pregnant while they're together, he has to give her 50% plus child support.
Wait a minute. Another one? I didn't even know about the first one.
Yeah. That's in the prenup. Well, first of all, you know Jay-Z got kids. Yeah, I mean, the man is 42 years old.
They don't
he has kids.
Kids or nothing, no. He don't never show them in the public or nothing. He got his whole posse with him. He ain't saying so he got five baby mamas. But how come did he? I don't never hear nothing about Jay-Z. I didn't even know he had kids.
Yeah, he got kids. I mean, he probably think Jay-Z is young. I mean, hell, when I was in Vanguard, which is a youth organization, I was like 12 years old. He was my camp counselor. So he was my counselor. So I mean, back then we all called him SC. Nobody called him Jay-Z. We just called him like SC and everything. So I mean, we all knew him back before he first started out. I mean, he was like starting out. He was a nobody. But Jay-Z ain't no spring chicken.
So he got kids. And did he have a baby on her while they was dating?
No, Jay-Z's oldest child is grown because he had his first child. He was like when he was like 17, 18. So his oldest child is grown.
Right,
he ain't
right.
got no babies. Shit, Jay-Z, because Jay-Z's oldest child is like, yeah, she like, I think it's a girl, I think. She's like 21, 22. But the thing is,
okay,
he never claimed her. You know, he never owned up being a father.
He's
about
to crack it up. Okay, now let me ask you this: have you heard the business on Rihanna supposedly being broke at a record company recruiter? Have you heard that?
Well,
yeah.
She broke a contract. You know how this record company. Okay. If you break your contract, they're gonna sue your ass. that's what labels do, man. Labels, movie
so
company, whatever.
They allegedly sued her. It wasn't that the record company was taking 80% and giving her 20.
No, what happened was,
make sure you say allegedly. We don't want our show to get shut down.
Allegedly, she was fucking, you know, Jay-Z. That's how she got sued.
I'm done.
I mean, you ain't
hear that though. I heard they was messing around, but I don't know if this was before Beyonce or during.
Nah,
y'all making this up as y'all go along.
Nah, this is during Beyonce.
Behind the TV.
Nah, think about it. Jay-Z hooked up with Beyonce when she was 16 years old, when she first came out. So everybody.
What?
Yeah. She was a minor. You ain't know that? That's old news in New York City.
Right now.
That's old news.
They met in 2002, is what she said in a magazine article. This is 2008, and Beyonce's 25, right?
J5 got that R. Kelly stuff on his mind.
No, Beyonce is not. Beyonce is not 25, Beyonce is 27. She is
27.
Okay,
that's even better. So
born
1981.
Huh?
2002, and this is
2008.
They've been dating for 6 years.
But they've been hooked up when she first came out, when she first came to New York City on Columbia Records, everybody keeps thinking that Beyonce's father was the one that got her the deal. Yeah, Destiny's Child the deal. It wasn't Memphis' father. Queen Latifah was the one that got Destiny's Child the deal at Columbia Records. It wasn't her father. Her father was too busy going around screwing all the women in the industry that they.
Man. I'm done.
Jay-Z.
I'm telling you.
Say allegedly now. Come on. We know what I'm saying. shut Brown Sugar Radio down now. Spreading stuff like that. But listen, now get back on the genre now. Come on.
Allegedly, her father was screwing everybody. I would say allegedly to make you feel better, but I know people on the inside who tell me stuff. I'm like, what? Like, that's old news, man. But Rihanna went down. Matter of fact, how Jay-Z met Rihanna, he went to her country and saw her in a talent show and saw that she could sing, and he was the one that brought her and her mother to New York. Jay discovered Rihanna. He discovered more than one way about her. I mean, more than one thing about Rihanna.
Oh my God!
She went from a woman, she went from a girl to a woman.
Well, she looked good now. Now I did hear that Jay-Z's responsible for her makeover.
I told you.
I didn't hear that because when she first came out, she had that long curly brown hair. Now she got the short, razor cut bob. It's pretty.
I told you, Jay-Z gave her a makeover. He made
yes,
over from a child to a woman. From a 16-year-old child.
Dad said, Jay Fox, I'm going to get Brown Sugar Radio soon.
He said, what, PB? I can't hear you. Hello, PB. You're crazy. J5, you got my co-host tripping now.
Well, I'm just being honest. I got no reason to lie.
Oh my goodness.
Wait, man. Y'all ain't right. Sound about said, Jay Fargo got ready to sue like a mother.
Allegedly.
Hey,
Jay
Fargo,
sound off, he need to call in. I got a beast to pick with you. Sound off, gonna ask me out on the date, right? So I said, yeah. He ain't never write me, call me back, nothing.
Well, I said allegedly. Sound off.
Yeah, don't get upset down now. Allegedly. I got some beef with you. I got a bone to pick with you. Call in right now, 646-716-8697. How many minutes do we have left, PB, since my eyes ain't on the switch?
22 minutes remaining.
How many?
22.
Sound off. She'll go out with you, but she won't go out with me. That's how she is.
Look, I ain't even going with Sound off. He never called me back. I told him I'd like to go to ATL. Ain't that cold?
Look, I'm putting all the business out there.
Yes, I'm calling in.
Snake City. Atlanta, Snake City, man.
It's Gay City. What'd you say?
No, actually, Atlanta is gay city. It is. I found up. It'll tell you, ATL has a bigger gay percentage than New York City and San Francisco. And New York City and San Francisco got a big gay population. But he said that Atlanta ranks number one in the country as far as the gay population goes. That's what they've been saying.
Downtown or underground. What's they called?
Down low, brothers, be in Atlanta, man.
Down low, there you go.
Underground. I'm done, yo.
All right, we gotta get back on topic now because we got some more celebrity gossip, okay? Now, what's this allegedly that Angelina Jolie had a tummy tuck to get back thin? Have you heard about that?
That's old news. She been had that. Because Angela Jolie, at one point in her career, she was fat. They showed pictures of her being fat on this magazine. And now, they said when she first started modeling, she was heavy set, and they told her that if you want to make it in this business, you got to lose weight. So she lost weight, and then all of a sudden she started from being a model to being an actress. Because, matter of fact, You know who her father is, right?
Yeah, he's a famous actor.
John Voight is her father.
Right.
So, you know, so basically, I mean, she's been acting since she was 3 years old, but before I become an adult actor, she couldn't get a break until she lost all that weight. They wouldn't even give her a job in a minute. So I guess your father being big don't really mean nothing no more. Because
Uh-oh. Is sound on the line?
We got somebody from the 404.
That must be my
guy. Uh-oh.
What's up,
Sal?
That better be
Sal.
First, I want to approach that. Yeah, this is your nooker. What's going on?
My nooker. How you going to leave your girl hanging, man? What's happening?
But see, Brown ain't telling the truth. So let me explain something to y'all about Brown. When you text with Suge, Suge will text you, and you will text right back. Suge takes an hour to return a text. So within that hour, you fall asleep, you go out, you be like, hell, she ignoring me. She takes too long between texts, man. So, I mean, hell, I fell asleep. I remember saying we could go out, but hell, I fell asleep waiting on the respond text. I thought she blew me off. Hell, I didn't know.
PB, will you tell them about my phone, how it blacked out on you?
Nah, I don't know nothing about that. I can't approve that one.
Right. I mean, I'm like, hell.
Oh, man,
hell, when she told me it was good and we could go out, hell, I was in my closet getting my shit together, and she never texted back. I was in my closet matching up outfits and shit. But seriously, on that little gay download comment on the ATL, hey, man, you know, it exists. I don't know what those people do. That's my business. All I can speak on is what Sound Off do. But that is true. Atlanta is becoming the San Francisco South. So, you know, I don't know what the hell going on in this city. It's just, you know, Atlanta's a big melting pot. It's a big pot of gumbo. That's what I call it.
Get me a man up there in, huh?
You better help and get you
download,
one.
They do the woman during the day and the man at night, huh?
Oh, man, it's crazy.
Call him Down Brown, man.
Oh, my God.
You know what? We need to have a show. I'm going to put J5, Sound, TV. We all going to talk about the Down Brown men in ATL.
Why we got to limit it just to ATL?
I'm going to let you have it.
Let's talk about why do these men deceive the women like that. Why don't they just be openly gay? You know, why you gotta be down low?
But you know what, though, Brown? You know, Brown, the real though, one thing I do have a problem with that whole down low scenario, the one thing, and I've always spoken out against this, what's the guy, Mike? Who first started this whole down low thing? Was it Michael Bazin? Who brought the book out? What was the guy's name? It was some author that put up. Okay, anyway, whoever this guy was, the biggest problem I got with it is, you know, the stereotypical, you know, down low person or whatever, you know, however he described it. You know, the only stereotype I have that I'm against it is about, you know, they portray it as anybody that speaks with correct English, anybody that dresses nice, anybody that grooms themselves nice, you know, they're, you know, particularly could be down low. And that's the only thing I got against that, just the stereotypes that they, you know, put people in a category. Hell, I dress nice. Hell, I speak with proper English. Hell, I'm a nice looking man. But, you know, that makes me down low. That's a bunch of bullshit. Because at the same time, I can flip it and be one of the hardest motherfuckers out there. You know what I'm saying?
Right, that's true. It depends on how you were raised.
Exactly.
I'm trying to be well-groomed. You know what I'm saying? And just, you know, make sure you keep your appearance up and your haircut. Yeah. And that's just all about proper grooming.
Exactly. So that's the only problem I got with it.
This is where I see a gay man act. If he can tell me where I bought my shoes at and what size they are, if he told me, girl, them shoes is on sale at Neiman Marcus, huh? That's a problem.
Now, I'm with you on that. Because if you didn't get them out of a goddamn Foot Locker, I couldn't tell you where you got them from.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I got some more celebrity guys from San Francisco on the line. J5 still with us, TV, or did you mute him out?
I'm right here.
Okay. Here's your opinions. I want to get your opinions. Have you guys heard that Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon are expecting their first baby? Is it true or false? Have you heard anything? I mean.
Okay. Well, I, didn't, I didn't hear you. What was the question?
Okay. Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon, that they're expecting their first baby.
Oh, man. I didn't hear that. Okay. I didn't hear that.
Nobody knows?
Mm. Oh, see that.
First
of all, I don't even care about.
Get J5 going with him. Get him going.
I don't even care about Nick Cannon or Ryan Garrett. So I ain't looking to none of that stuff. First of all, I thought their marriage was a joke to begin with. I was like, what's she seeing him? You know,
right.
That's like A-Rod dumping his wife for Madonna. I thought that was a joke. He dumped it.
Right.
He dumped a woman for what? The man dumped his wife for a woman 20 years older than him. So I thought that was a joke. I was like,
But you know what? I'm gonna say this in defense of Canada and Mariah. I could see that working. At first, I looked at it like everybody else was like, man, this is an odd couple. But if you think about it, you look at Nick Cannon as opposed to Mariah Carey. Mariah Carey is still a beautiful woman. Been through a lot. You know, you had the rumors about a nervous breakdown, all this crazy stuff, her sister on drugs, and her spending a ton of money trying to get her straight. She's been through a lot, probably been in some bad relationships throughout the industry, and just looking for a good brother. Now, you look at Nick Cannon on the opposite side. If you date back to his days in that starring role in Drumline, Nick Cannon is like a young soul in an older body. I mean, his maturity level is well above his age. If you look at him at Drumline, man, the way he took that role and just a lot of the stuff you saw in that movie, it really wasn't acting. It was just really him.
Right.
And I just, you know, I think they actually equally matched. I think he's a young soul, but an older soul, looking for an older, more mature woman rather than just these groupies running around Hollywood. And I think she's looking just for a good man. So if you think about it, I think they're going to be fine. I think they could possibly be the next Jada and Will, man, you know. That's my opinion on it.
I think it's going to be the next week.
I think it's going to be the next Whitney and Bobby. She's going to be Bobby. He's going to be Whitney. He's going to be Bobby. He's going to be Whitney.
They did, but I think they just stayed together just to try to prove the press wrong. Then before they killed each other, they went on ahead and got divorced.
Okay, you know? J5, would you take Mariah? Would you take her?
Nope.
First of all, Mariah
has been screwed by too many men.
What that got to do with you, brother? You worry about who came before you? Hell, I don't.
First of all, that coochie has seen so many penises, you probably can't feel it.
What I'm saying, Jay, were you there to witness that? Did you see it? My problem with that, with guys that talk like that, man. Jay, you know you're my man. But I ain't never been one of them cats to give a damn what a woman did before she with me. I mean, if I went there to witness it and I hadn't seen it, it don't mean shit to me. I mean, who cares who she been with? That's her business. Yeah, that's some stuff you don't want to know if you're trying to get with this particular woman, you know?
Right.
You know, relationships start from that point on when you meet that person, what you going to build on. You don't worry about what's behind it.
Right, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Good information. So I hope all the listeners are taking notes out there. You know? Now I got one more question before I let y'all go. I know we only got a few minutes. PB, how are we looking on time?
Let me see. You got 11 minutes remaining.
11?
11.
All right. Let me get your thoughts. Many of you know the election is taking place, and as far as how do you feel, you know, on what, this, like how they're attacking Barack Obama about his character. What was it, PB, you said earlier about how they're saying?
Oh, they were trying to say he was a...
Yeah, go ahead.
That's why I say he was basically an Arab or Arab descent.
They're saying he was an Arab or what?
That's basically what they were trying to say. At one of the McCain rallies, a lady got up and she was asking a question. She was telling John McCain that she couldn't trust Barack Obama because he was an Arab.
You know, Jay, you want to go first? I can tackle this. This is so easy. You want to go first?
What on Obama? Man, I've been this whole election thing with McCain.
Oh, wait, I forgot. He's anti-Obama.
Jay Foster for McCain.
I'm not, no. I don't, honestly.
You go first. No, I'm just playing. Go ahead.
I don't like neither one. I think all politicians lie on a lot of ass, though, but I don't want McCain's handicapped ass in there. He can't, the man can't put his arms above his head. The man is a penguin.
I'm shocked at you, brother. I'm so shocked at you, the way you blast white folks on your show.
I blast anybody. If you're wrong, you're wrong. I don't care what color you are.
Let me say this about this whole Obama thing. It is just to the point now with the Republican Party. It's just pathetic. It's sad and it's pathetic that you know you're going to get your ass whooped in this election. And it's just sad how you keep looking for these little things. I mean, I'm going to just give you a timeline. First, Barack, you know, they tried to take him down with the Reverend Wright fiasco. That didn't work. Then we jump on, oh, his experience. He's not experienced enough. Oh, he's this, he's that. But yet you go pick a running mate that has probably less experience than him. And now we're going to say the man's a fucking A-Rap. Get out of here, man. I mean, it's pathetic. If you just look at
A-Rap.
The Republicans. If you look at the timeline, everything they come out, you know, against this man, it's all a joke, man. None of it has any validity. I mean, it's just a joke. It's just sad. It's sad. And I keep saying to everyone, I don't see how this election is not going to be a landslide. I will be shocked if it's not a landslide. They got poll reports today. They got poll reports today where Obama's starting to snatch some of his areas, you know, that he's supposed to be so strong in. McCain, he's starting to take those areas now. It's going to be a landslide. You know, that's pretty much all I got on that.
Okay. Now, my only concern, and this has been a concern we've actually talked about when we first found out that a black possible president could be elected in the event, and God forbid if this ever happens, but him possibly getting assassinated. Have you guys ever thought of that or worried? Has that been a concern of any of you?
I mean, very much. Anything's possible, but anything could happen. But I don't think it will happen. I don't think this country is,
you know what,
and it's bad, but I doubt that happens.
Yeah, well, I'm praying it doesn't. I don't think so. You know, it's just some mean and malicious people.
Well, you know, I actually did a BTR segment on it. A couple of months ago, and you know, you would hope and pray something like this wouldn't happen, but to say it won't, you know, to say, hey, everybody's going to be on their guard, yeah, we're looking for this, you're always on your guard looking for the worst case scenario, but that one nut just could be a step ahead of you, a step smarter. It doesn't take but one nut. Don't take but one nut to wake up one morning and say, hey, I want to be on the news, you know, I'm going to get this guy, you know, in right place, right time. So, you know, we just hope and pray that doesn't happen.
Exactly. And the reason I say that is because amongst a few of the black people that I've spoken with have spoke very negatively in that aspect, saying, oh, well, if he makes it, you know, he'll be assassinated. How you going to say that about your own people?
Really? Really?
You know, how you going to say that about your own people? And I remember one gentleman I had a topic with, he was like, well, you know, white America isn't ready for a black president. That's why they voted for McCain. Even though they don't like McCain or Palin, they want a white president. They're not ready for a black man to be over them. And, they said that they would kill before they see a black man over them. Now, I haven't heard these statements. This is just what's been mentioned to me. And I guess my answer to that is, you know, we just got to keep them uplifted in prayer. I mean, somebody probably wanted to shoot Bush. He's still here. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. You know, you talk about hate and you know, in the black community, you know, in our genre, you know, we always use hate. That's one of our words derived from our culture. But you know what? I've never seen hater-aid, hater-nation, hater-action, whatever you want to call it. I've never seen it more prevalent than in this election to hear a black person say, well, Obama shouldn't be president. We're not ready for a black president. You know, he's going to get assassinated anyway. If that's not the embodiment of hate amongst our people, I mean, that's it at the highest level, man. I mean, give me a break, man. You know, I just don't get that. I don't get it.
That's very sad. Very sad. PB, what's your thoughts on if, you know, Obama and possible something happening to him?
Well, you know me. I mean, I really don't. I'm not concerned about that, you know. Me, as long as a Democrat in the House, that's all that really matters with me. Because, you know, I mean, like you said earlier, you know, I'm not voting for Obama just because he's black. So, you know, that don't really matter, you know. I mean, it's going to be a sad thing if John McCain get in there, he get killed. You know, that's going to be a sad thing. Either way it goes, it's going to be sad anyway. So, you know, I hope don't nobody get killed.
Yeah, exactly.
I know, right? That's sad. It's very sad, you know, but... You're right. The best thing we can do is just, you know, be proactive. Are all of you gentlemen registered to vote?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I've been registered since 1990.
What you voting, Jay Thompson? You don't like none of
us. I've registered for the last 18 years.
Hold on. You don't like the blue or the red.
No. I said that I think all politicians are crooked and they lie. That's what I said. I don't believe no politician until I finally found one that's going to do what he says. The only thing I said negative about Obama is every black person in this world thinks Obama is going to be the savior of the black community. When he gets in office, only thing they're going to do, they're going to see color. They're not going to see Democrat once he gets in
office. I disagree with that, Jay. I don't think black people are that shallow. I don't think we're that ignorant, that shallow.
The ones that I've been speaking to and the comments that I've heard.
Well, brother, you got to stop listening to them because, I mean, they're smoking too much kush or something. I mean, any black person, Jay, any black person that thinks Obama's going to get in office and just look out for us, you're sadly mistaken. Number two, any person that thinks Obama's going to get in office and magically fix what's going on with our country right now, you're sadly mistaken. What you got to look at is when you push that button and you vote in November is you got to look at putting a candidate in that is going to be in our best interest to just soften this blow. You know what I mean? Just ease up off us a little bit. That's what we need to be looking at in the next year, two, 3 years. This thing ain't no quick fix over a four-year term. You're talking about at least 6 years to get us out of this hole where we'll even see a difference. You know what I'm saying? So you're not going to pick a president that's going to get us out of this overnight. But we just want somebody in there that's working in the right direction. Damn, take some of this pressure up off of us. Damn, let gas go down 50 cents. You know, something, you know.
Something. Well, you know, what's funny, like I was sharing with the listeners earlier, my children and I, we were studying on Barack Obama this weekend, and I actually had them at the beginning of the segment. Don't know if y'all caught it. If not, you guys got to go back and listen to it. I'm so proud of them because I'm teaching them, you know, you can be whatever you want to be in life. It's good to see. Not knocking the black athletes that we have and the black rappers, but you could possibly be a black president of the United States. You hear what I'm saying? So that way, you know what I'm saying? The sky is the limit, and that's what I like about Obama is that he went against the odds. I'm sure a lot of people probably hated on him and said, oh, you'll never make it that far, and look how far that he's made it. I mean, his own pastor even turned his back against him. But one thing I did not know that he was mixed. I thought he was all black, not that it matters. But as I was reading, he was saying how his mother was white and his father was black. And he came from a divorced family. And my son can relate with that because his parents were divorced. And then also, too, I like the fact that Obama was speaking about how since he was a child, he's always wanted to help people. And when his mother died, I think his mother died when she was 53 years old of ovarian cancer. And my stepson now, I can talk about this now because he's not present, but he mentioned that because his mother died, okay? And so he can relate with Obama in that aspect. My stepson, Peanut, that mentioned how Obama's mother had died, he related with that. And, you know, the thing is, I remember Obama stating how his mother died of ovarian cancer, and, you know, healthcare is one of his primary focuses because when she was sick, all she could focus on was her medical bills and not going to the doctor. She was more concerned with accumulating the bills than getting the proper health care she needed. And so, you know, he had experienced that, and that's something that we can relate to.
Okay, so we only got a few seconds remaining in the show.
Oh, okay, a few seconds? Wow. Well, you know what? I appreciate you all for listening tonight. Join us Thursday. We're going to keep it live again. And certainly, y'all know y'all can hit us up at brownsugarradio@yahoo.com if you have any further questions or comments. All right? So thank you for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. Y'all make it a great night. Y'all heard?
Okay. Okay, great show.
All right, y'all.